Welcome to Shomer Shavan Daf. We're Msochim Daf Kuf Yudalef. This daf deals with all the details of the kshafim, the shadim, the ruach ro, a lot of technical and not easy gemaras. At one point, the Gemara in Amud Aleph tells us that Toner Rabbanon shloisha ein mematzim ve'ein mitmatzim, meaning a person should be careful not to go in between two of these items, or one of these things should not go in between two men. What are the three things? Says Gemara Eloyim, a kelev, hadekel ve'isha, a dog, the palm tree, or a woman. And as the Mefarshim explain, because the shadim are many times between two women, or when a woman goes between two men, that attracts the shadim, attracts the mazikim, and therefore you have to be careful not to do it. The Gemara says, if a person did do it, ma'itakante, what should he do? So the Gemara says, there's two solutions. Either niftach bekel ve'nafsik bekel, or niftach beloi v'nafsik beloi. As Rashi and the Rishbam explain, we're talking about the psukim in Parshas Balak. And to explain how these psukim work, we'll use what the Maharsha tells us, which really gives us a little bit of understanding of how we're using these psukim to fight these mazikim. So the psukim that start with kel and end with kel is the pasuk that says, kel muitziya mimitzrayim, she took us from Mitzrayim. And then the next pasuk says, ki loy nochash b'yakov v'loy kesem b'Yisrael. Meaning the nochash and the kesem is a different type of kishuv, a sorcery. And that's in between the two kels. Says the Maharsha, that's keneged, a person should not go in between two palm trees. So why? Because between the two, that's where you have the shading. That's where you have the remez over here. You have a kel in the beginning, kel in the end. The name of Hashem, beginning and the end. And what you have in between is the koyach hakishuv, loy nachash biyakov, loy kesem b'Yisrael, nachash and kesem, which are the kishuv. So that refers to when the bad is in between two. The next pasuk is loy ish kel veichazev, when adam beisnecham. So Hashem doesn't lie. Awu amar v'loyah. So the person says and say it. V'diber v'loy kimenos. So you have a loy in the beginning, a loy in the end, and the name of Hashem in the middle. Says the Maharsha, that refers to a one going between two bad things, two lois, two no's in the world. Meaning these two aspects of not to go in between two, and that the one thing that causes bad should not go in between two men, refers here to in the two psukim. Between kel and kel is the kishuf in between the two, and between the loy and loy means the two bad are in the two edges of the pasuk, and there in the middle you have the name of Hashem. What does this all mean? Because this goes back to what we spoke about in the previous shir, on Daf Kufyut. The whole idea of the mazikim and the kishuf is makhishim pamal yashamalo. It's coming to show us if there is a place where Kadosh Baruch Hu is not there. Chas v'shalom. Obviously, we know that's not true. That's why one of the ways, as we explained, to overcome the mazikim and the kishuf is eino in levadu, believing Hashem everywhere and living in that life, then the mazikim are all gone. But the mazikim come where there is a place where it looks like there's something else. As the Shlo explains, that's the idea of the zugois. So we spoke about in previous daf, the pairs. Why zugois? Zugois means there's duality. There's two in the world. It's not only one. The only gilui of Hashem is when everything is in achdus as one. And here you have a duality. So the way to overcome it is to have the gilui of Hashem in the world. And that's why these two psukim, you have kel in the beginning, kel in the end, or you have kel in the middle, that takes out the koiches of the shein that come when they're around something or in between something by using the psukim they have either between or around. And furthermore, that's really the whole idea of Parshas Balak. Because what was Parshas Balak? Comes Bilam and he feels that he's going to come and curse Am Yisrael. Meaning he's going to have the power to use of his koiches, the koiches hara, koiches atumo, to go against Am Yisrael. And what's the revelation? The revelation is that no, he can't do really anything, because really ain't oid mivadei. There's nobody else except HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So meaning the whole Parshas Balak is that revelation that all the other powers, all the shniyos, all the zugos, all the secondary, the duality in the world, it's all not real. It all just seems to be that way. Parshas Balak is the giloy of ain't oid mivadei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here, and everything else, there's really no power against Hashem. That's why when you're coming to deal with Shadim and Zugois, you use Psukim for Parshas Balak to overcome the power of the bad, to show that all the bad really depends on the good, depends on the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Einel Milvado overrides everything else. Anybody wants to join the Shomach Shova email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.